walkers. And in those 9 weeks, 9 days that I spent on the beach, I saw one time a beach badge person that came up and asked me. She was not a real young lady, but a young woman, and she did a great job. And I would love to suggest, maybe for you to think about for 2021, I know you have a little bonus that you have, I believe your order does the best, or something like that, but I would love to throw on the table the thought of a $1 commission to anybody as they sell those beach badges. At $1 out of the 15 will make more money than we've ever had. I heard the gentleman on your last week's meeting saying you ought to do each block. And you did that a summer ago or so, where we had every couple blocks or whatever. And then the people would walk down and say, whoops, there's somebody there. And they'd walk over a street to walk down. So just a thought. I have a feeling that because I've watched young girls in the past, and there's six guys over here, young teenagers over here, and they're intimidated by that. Just like we said, just like we talked about earlier. But I have a feeling that if you gave them a $1 bonus out of that $15, you may do well. Any comments?
I'm not comfortable with that for a lot of reasons, but I don't want to take up everybody's time. We can talk later about it.
Okay.
I think our beach checkers, from what I've heard this summer, they do a great job. Sometimes people say, I haven't seen a beach checker all summer. They're there, and they're on the beach, and God bless them all, because based on the revenue that we've brought in, COVID and all, they're doing a hell of a job.
They have no idea who we are. They check our badges.
Yeah, I understand. You know, I'm a sailor for 51 years.
I understand.
And that's where I'm coming from, but I appreciate your opinion.
But there's other things that come into play when you start doing that.
Okay, not a problem. Next item that I have, as you all know, I was opposed to having liquor licenses in Ventnor. You did it the right way. It was voted on. We were told over and over and over and over again, it's for restaurants. It's for the restaurants. And I spoke to Chief Theology. He goes, of course, when things happen, and I'm here, I'm getting the emails, even from people who don't live in North Beach, and speaking of Santucci's. From what I understand, I don't know if this is true, maybe please correct me, I believe they're allowed to be open until 1 o'clock in the morning, is that correct? You know?
That's correct.
Correct, okay. Yeah. Chief Theology has told me that hardly a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday are the police not called to that location and for trouble that's happening. That was the reason, in other words, I'm an old-fashioned man. Yes, keep it simple, stupid. We've been 100-some years here at BYOB, but we now have liquor licenses. All I need is somebody needs to pay more attention, because I've had friends that go up there. They're not serving food at 11 30 or 12 o'clock. They're still drinking at the bar on that floor. And it's only a matter of time until somebody comes out, and Chief Biagi, you speak to him, he'd love to talk to you about it, because we talked about this. He said, those young guys come out before you know it, somebody's urinating against somebody's car, or they're having arguments and the police are there. We have the license now, I would assume, the third license, has that not ever been purchased, or has it been?
Not been purchased.
We've not put it out, we have put it out.
Good, but I love it. I love, you know, you have the two, and let's see how it works.
Well, that was part of the reason. We didn't want to turn this on that quick.
That is fantastic.
But just to answer your question, we've discussed some of the things that have come up in the startup for this first license. The owner's been very receptive to working with us, but we're not going to take those any types of offenses like that lightly either. So it's again, it's a pendulum. We've got to bring it back down to the middle. We expect it to be food to be served while it's being open and follow all the rules that I want to say
live. I don't want more DWI and more people getting hurt.
Well,
and I remember, I
have liquor license on the aisle, so I agree. He's got to be a good neighbor.
I have not been in there, but I don't know. I've seen a plan that it shouldn't be 3 bars in that. We are responsible for restaurants. So
that part of the license includes the percentage of bar stools to tables. Now, this year, with COVID, and so we did not want a bar. We wanted a restaurant that also had the ability to have a bar within. So we put the percentage in there, and according to the plans, they were compliant. However, with COVID, there is no indoor dining.
I understand.
So we're trying to give them more seats outside. Mm-hmm. But again, it hasn't been ideal, but we are working closely with the police administration and the restaurant.
Thank you. Can I answer any more? When the movie theater opens, They're having a restaurant, from what I understand, in the movie theater.
And liquor.
And liquor. Will people be able to sit and watch a movie and drink alcohol while watching a movie?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
You can get a full example, well, you can't now because they're not open, but
They can bring food and beverages in the theater.
Yeah, okay. No problem. I'm curious about that. Somebody has told me recently that that parking is now 4 hours in.
Yes.
And that, when did that happen? Or I didn't know any about it.
Before you left, I guess. So before the
summer. You're not allowed to go to Paris next year.
In the spring.
In the spring. I didn't know that. You know, so
that was the anticipation of the theater opening up and movies being 2.5 hours.
Yeah. You know what happens when I ask people come to me and answer these questions? So,
no problem.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate you hearing me. I'll try to speed it up. I'm a firm believer of the newsletter. I don't know if you're ever considering that anymore or whatever. It was a very successful. Everybody does a good Facebook. Everybody does a look at the website. I don't know. I was told once it was going to be quarterly. But during this period of time, that would be a good fall. It costs nothing to send them. I'll leave it on that. Last issue I think that I have. The people that 14 South Hillside, okay, that was a property that was a single family house. The developers came in to get it zoned for duplex. They were successful with the planning board. It was appealed. They were successful in the appeal. They appealed again, and they were once again successful within the last 10 days or so. We have an ordinance here, and we are a single family developer. And that area is a single family. There are duplexes there. Grandfathered in, we were very nervous because it was going to set a precedent. If you took that one single family and made it to be a duplex, people are screaming about parking. We've had all those meetings about parking. 50% of the people that live in North Beach do not have one parking spot off the street. So I'm only hoping the planning board they're appointed by the commissioners, I assume, the planning board members. We have a plan. We have planning board members who decide to take that single family zoning and forget about it, and issue a duplex.
That's not true.
Tell me then.
It was adjudicated by a judge, and proper proofs were put on the record that justified the use of a duplex in that zone. At that particular location, it did not change zoning. At that particular location, it was approved because it met the criteria for use variance. The judge upheld our planning board's decision twice. Mm-hmm. So, that's all I'm going to say about it, because the judge has already been adjudicated twice. And that's how the zoning board works.
So is the master plan that we have now thrown out the window?
Not how that works either.
Okay.
Mr. Gerber,
no problem.
With all due respect, but if we don't finish up the meeting shortly, I'm going to have to ask for a
question. No problem. I appreciate it.
I don't want to do that to everybody.
I appreciate having the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Anyone else, Jim? Do I have a motion to close public portion?
Mr. Garrett, on the phone line, I've been asking you to speak.
I can't hear.
Hold on, let me turn it up.
Okay, go ahead. Please state your name and address.
Yes, my name is Jerry Lipsky. I live at 5800 Edgewater Avenue in Vander Heights. I wanted to offer a compliment to the city and also especially to Chief Yagi about a recent issue that occurred here. On my street, which is one-way street, we've noticed a significant amount of wrong-way traffic. So when I was taking out my trash on Tuesday, I noticed three cars going the wrong way. So when I got back in, I wrote an email to the city, and I reported my problems. I asked them if they could look at this signage and also consider putting up additional signs for, like, do not enter and such. The next day, at 2 o'clock, I received a call from the chief telling me that him and I, in the city engineer, went out to the location, found a few missing signs, and decided to add additional do not enter signs. I mean, within like 15 hours of my email, I've never seen anything like that from a public official or a city employee. So I just really want to compliment you, the city, first of all, and especially the chief and the engineer. They also told me specifically what they did, what they found, who they talked to, and what they were doing about it. Great. It's just amazingly comprehensive.
Thank you. You know, it's funny that I know exactly where you live, and my sister, when we were growing up, she was on the bike coming off the bridge, and a woman going down the wrong way on that street hit her head on. No, God bless, you know, she like flew up and...
That's a very dangerous one.
It's very dangerous, but she like got thrown from her bike in the air, and but she was okay. But I know exactly, and people go on the wrong way, and it's someone's coming off with their bike, it's scary. And when you said you're where you live, and you said people going the wrong way, it took me back probably 45 years.
I know exactly.
That reminds me, Cambridge.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to acknowledge Chief Biagi and our city engineer, Edson. Thank you so much.
Tim, follow up on that. We have the same issue with Cambridge right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, is this someone new?
Okay, hi, this is Sue Brethren, 606 North Cambridge. Real quick, my question is about the bathrooms on the fishing pier.
Yes.
I think they're great, they're such a great improvement of them. My question is there any way to increase the ventilation in there? It's very warm and there's no air.
We'll look into that.
No, there's no looking into it.
But there's no, okay,
windows are in.
We can't do it then?
Someone else has speakers to go on?
No, I have mine on so we can hear the woman in here. The windows are inoperable.
Okay.
They were not designed to open. There's one window in the boardwalk facing that is open.
Right.
But that's the only one that we can actually open in the restroom area.
Okay.
And then just to piggyback on that, it is a seasonal building, so it's not something that's going to be shut down in the winter. It's going to be winterized. It's not the notion of having it air conditioned is cumbersome for that type of a building. So I would just say it's a seasonal building, so it's not climate controlled. We raised the roof to try to get some of that convection out of there. Again, maybe there's some way of getting additional ventilation out of there to get more hot air out of there.
There's fans that suck that hot air out, but we can't cool it.
You can't cool it. Yeah, it's not that type of building. It's a seasonal building, and to do that would be cost prohibitive. It would have been even more cost prohibitive. We were already kind of maxing that out.
Yes, we are. Anyone else?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, getting back to safety, I feel as though we need more police, more specialists in today's climate, and I, for one, would be happy to pay more taxes to have more protection for our city.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.